Hello and welcome to the first proper episode of the Prepositional Podcast here on Castbox.fm. I think Castbox.fm has really helped me to reach Apple Podcasts, and so we can thank Castbox.fm for helping me get to where I want to be, have an unlisted podcast to have my family listen to and myself listen to on with the Apple interface. So I'm very happy about that. Anyway, let's get straight into what we're on about in a minute. We're going to start off with a game. Talk about one of the world's most popular games at the minute. Fortnite Battle Royale just released a new limited time mode, as well as alongside a new infantry rifle, which has had some mixed opinions in its lifetime. To be honest, the infantry rifle has had everyone when it was first released, everyone called it hot trash, like. Because it had bullet drop. The damage didn't drop off, but the bullets dropped in the air. They gravitated towards the ground like no other assault rifle did. So everyone thought it was an assault rifle, sniper rifle cross. But it wasn't really. It's like, I don't really know how to explain the infantry rifle. All I know is I'm not the best with it, and I definitely prefer a scoped assault rifle. But it has had some good feedback on it, especially from the likes of MuseElk, saying it's, since it has been converted to hitscan, it has it's become overpowered. But I don't think it's become overpowered. I think it's become a good weapon. And now it has an epic and legendary variant that I want to try out, but I can't try out because I'm 200 miles away from my Xbox. So I can't really try out the new gun. But the Air Royale LTM looks really, really good. Planes return in the game mode, and your plane has 2,000 health, and you have to. I don't necessarily know the rules of it, to be honest. All I know is it's going to be a cause for mayhem, if I can say the least. And yeah, mayhem will ensue. I think the does it replace the classic LTM that came back like yesterday? I don't know, but oh yes, okay. New topic now. Notre Dame Cathedral and Apple. If you don't know already, if you've been living under the rock, like living under a rock for the last two nights, then you wouldn't know that Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, burnt down, incidentally. But, wait, sidetrack, side note for a minute. I think there'll be loads of conspiracy theories in the future saying that the Notre Dame Cathedral was purposely burnt down for some reason or another due to, like, I don't know, like, religious artefacts in there that everybody wants or something. Just expect that. I'm giving you a pre-warning, future Aiden, if you're listening to this. Learn to cope with, learn to cope with the numerous amount of conspiracy theories about the Notre Dame Cathedral, that terrible event. But Apple has publicly announced a donation to help rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral, which is definitely not something that they're known for doing, but it's a lovely gesture. gesture of kindness. That's a lovely thing to do. It's a lovely thing to... The event has been grabbing worldwide attention. It's been probably broadcast on every news platform in the world. And Apple helping out is probably... It's probably the pinnacle of the attention it can get. Anyway, next topic. The Samsung Galaxy Fold looks pretty hot, to be honest. I'm going to see... There's no way of calling it a phone, and there's no way of calling it a tablet. I think it's... The Samsung Galaxy Fold is going to be the first... It's going to be the first to create the phone and tablet hybrid species of tech. So, it's good for Samsung because they're going to be leading the market in that sort of... in that sort of area. And... when the prices drop for those types of, for that type of hardware, everyone's going to want them. Because it has two uses, as a phone and a tablet. So it's going to generate a lot of revenue for Samsung. And whoever delves into the phone and tablet hybrid species, I think the Huawei are delving in, and Oppo delving? I can't remember, but Samsung are going to be leading the way in terms of the phone and tablet hybrid. Whether Apple will go into that, I don't know, but it's going to be something that is probably going to take a little while for the world to get used to it, but I think it will do very well once the prices drop for them. Louth Loungeabouts. I have mixed feelings about Louth Loungeabouts, to be honest. It's not what I thought it would be. People in the lodge, my fellow lodge mates, you know full well that Dad doesn't really think too highly of Louth Loungeabouts. I know Mum does pretty well, but I don't know what Granddad thinks. It's just everyone has mixed opinions on it. I want it to do well, but I don't think it's going to do well, to be honest, in my world. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but we're just going to have to wait and see, won't we? And, yeah. I'm going to really focus on the podcast area, to be honest. I want to sort of amalgamate my YouTube channel and the podcasts together and hopefully bring people onto my podcast, such as Frankie and some of my school friends via Discord or Xbox Live. whatever means I have of communicating with a person wirelessly. Yeah, I think that's it. To be honest. Oh, in my notes I've just put Aiden Davies Castbox.fm channel.
How about you tell people at your school to subscribe?